Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. All in the world are you. Welcome to Caroline in Codeland. Yay! How are you doing, my friend? Thank you so much for listening. I just want to say thanks once again. And here is another episode of my Daily Dose, the quarantine episode. As I have been saying, this is something that I do in the mornings on WhatsApp, and I just want to share it with you. I hope it will encourage your heart and bless you. And I hope that you are in good spirit, you're healthy, you're being safe during this pandemic time. And so, my friends, until when I hear from you, I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a note. You can email me, carolinerussell2018@gmail.com. I would just love to hear your feedback and what you think about my daily dose. So until then, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, evening, or night, whenever you listen to this. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day that the Lord has created, and I'm so glad to be alive and well, despite of whatever is happening. This morning, I'm running a little bit late, but I still bless God. And I got up and I looked at my Bible verse that is sent in the morning to me, and I'm going to use the one that was sent yesterday, the one I didn't use. And it's taken from John, St. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, reading from the Living Bible. And it goes like this. And so I'm giving you a new commandment to you now. Love each other just as much as I love you. Your strong love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Amen. Wow, I'm blown away by this. Every morning when I wake up and I take one of these Bible verses, first time I'm looking at them, and it's blowing my mind, because this God is something else. And it says the new commandment that is given is to love one another as I love you. And you realize that when you say you love somebody, you always have to be walking in constant forgiveness. Forgiving the other person for whatever wrong they have done you, how much they have hurt you, you have to forgive. How much, whatever words they have spoken to you, whether it hurt you to the core or not, you still have to forgive and love them. Because that is what distinguishes us from the non-Christians from the Christians. And sometimes when you look around and you find, you don't see a lot of Christians showing love. You don't see them walking in a spirit of forgiveness. But I realize you can't really look at anybody. Your only person you can look at is yourself. And in order to follow the word is that you have to walk in love. And walking in this love, it means denying yourself sometimes. Sometimes you have to take and swallow what people give off. Some people say that they won't do it. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, he said the greatest commandment that he's given is to love one another. And loving a person is not easy. You have seen that in your life. Because when you love your partner, sometimes it's not easy to love your partner because they're different from you. Different ideology, different way of thinking, different ways of doing things. They get on your nerves. But if you genuinely and truly love that person, you stick it out. And, you know, it's
Every day I'm learning what this love is all about. And I've seen people exhibit love in so many different ways that it blew my mind, and it caused me to remember the love of God. I came across a friend of mine. And he was talking about his wife to me, and he said, "She's beautiful inside and out." And when I heard that coming from a man talking about somebody that he loved for so many years, and he said it without even his dye, just at the tip of his tongue, that's awesome. And then when I look at the way our God loves us, it's even more than that. He loves us despite of ourselves. Whether we're ugly on the outside or we're ugly on the inside. Because a lot of us, we might be pretty on the outside or look good on the outside, but we're sure ugly on the inside. But guess what? God still loves us. And so we have to love each other. And I realize when you love, you know, it changes you. Love let you walk in forgiveness. Love let you walk in this with joy and peace. Love let you be encouraged. Even when you get down, love encourages you. And so that's all I have to do this morning, just to encourage you to walk in love. And sometimes that love starts with loving yourself. Because when the Bible says when you love, you must love yourself as though you love your brothers. Give the same love. Sometimes it's hard, but we just have to do it. And I've seen love around me. It comes in many different forms by the people who have come into my life and what they have done for me. And I'm beyond appreciative. And I've seen how they have gone out of their way for me to do things. Words can't express, and all I can say, you know, I appreciate you, I appreciate you. And that's genuinely coming from the depths of my heart. And just to encourage you today, just show love to somebody. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know the pain, the hurt that they're suffering. And sometimes they just need somebody to just show them some love. Because they have never really experienced love in their lives, and because of that, it makes them miserable and unkind and unloving. But God says you must love your brother as yourself, because that is what distinguishes you from others. And so this morning I just want to encourage your heart and encourage my heart that despite of, love is above everything. Everything else fade away, but love would always stand. And so with that, I just want to encourage you this morning. Show love, give love. And not only that, receive love, because a lot of people can't receive it, regardless of how much you give it to them. Because of what has transpired in their life, they just cut off themselves. But still show them love. And I'm grateful for the love that has been showered onto me by total strangers who have come into my life and embraced me. And I'm so glad and happy and grateful. And even getting up in the morning, this is my way of showing love to you. To tell you how much I appreciate you. And I can come and talk to you. So my friend, have a wonderful day. Show somebody some love. And until tomorrow morning, when I get up to say, good morning to you. Have a safe and productive day. Bye.